Vicente, Elvis Bush. Thank you, Honorable Chair, of your Portfolio Committee on Public Works, Honorable Members and colleagues in the legislature. I've been requested to come and make a presentation regarding the alignment and interpretation of strategic plans and final performance plans, as well as the recalibration of annual reports. I must say that I found this is a bit difficult for me, probably because I've been working on a number of presentations for various committees, and they required different types of approaches. So I thought that for our people, I will use the approach that I've adopted. I was also tempted not to prepare a presentation, but rather to come and have a discussion with you. But I was told that I need to prepare a presentation, so I did. By way of introduction, let me start with a message from President Nelson Mandela and to Adelaide Tambo in 1927 with regards to planning. And the route, significant progress is always possible if we ourselves plan every detail and allow intervention of fate only on our own terms. Preparing a master plan and applying it are two different things. This is a very powerful statement, which was made a long time ago and is still applicable today, the importance of planning and not leaving things to fate. And we then as a country responded to the need for planning by ensuring that in 2012 we developed a master plan, which is the National Development Plan, which was then approved by Cabinet. This was further presented to the 51st Conference of the ANC and adopted as a long-term vision which served as a basis of partnership across society to attain the future we want as a country. The plan has broadly been accepted by the entire South African society with some little opposition to that plan, except that some suggestions were made for changes. Now, how was this plan developed? The plan started with the diagnosis of the situation that we found ourselves in. The National Planning Commission did a lot of work in this regard. And at the center of this plan was the desire to address the issue of poverty, inequality, as well as joblessness. And the plan came about to take us towards Vision 2030 so that we can all enjoy prosperity and equity. The question is, how do we implement the National Development Plan? As Madiba says, preparing a master plan and applying it are two different things. We needed to respond to that question. government prioritize the implementation of the plan in the next 5 years. Of course, this is the first 5 years building blocks towards Vision 2030. The big question that we ask ourselves is, how do we get all 150 national and provincial departments and some 250 municipalities heading in the same direction and consistently implementing the national development plan and the election manifesto of the ruling party? This is a question that we ask ourselves as the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. And in response, we said, all national and provincial departments and municipalities are by law required to produce 5-year and annual plans and to report on this to Parliament and also to report performance against those plans. Of course, that performance is also audited by the Auditor General to ensure that whatever is being reported is actually credible. We have thus developed or designed the 2014-2015 MTSF to be the mechanism through which we get all of these plans aligned and pulling in the same direction. The federal regulations have also been changed so that all departments have to submit their draft plans to the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. We will be checking this to ensure we incorporate all the targets from the MTSF. Perhaps I must explain here that when I received this request, I checked with our outcomes branch whether they have completed doing the assessment of the strategic plan and annual performance of the Department of Public Works. Unfortunately, due to capacity constraints, that process has not yet been completed, but they have undertaken that the final analysis will be ready when the second draft is due. Now, implementation of the National Development Plan since adoption. We'll know that part of the National Development Plan, which did not require long lead times and additional funding, are already being implemented. For example, we've got legislation to prevent public servants from doing business with the state, which was introduced in Parliament last year. We've got the Employment Tax Incentive Act, which is aimed at young people entering the labor market, which was passed by Parliament in 2013. We've got proposals related to infrastructure development that are at various stages of implementation. We've got proposals regarding improving planning and implementation, which are also being taken forward. The President has recently launched Operation Pakisa, which is an innovative approach towards achieving the outcomes, which involves detailed collaborative planning between stakeholders, including the private sector and civil society. In this regard, this is an approach that has been developed or adopted from the Malaysian model. In Malaysia, what they do, if there is a problem, they sit for 6 weeks in what they call a laboratory. A laboratory is where they recognize the problem in details. They identify all the challenges, they devise solutions, and they develop an action plan, and they start implementing that plan and monitor implementation. It resides in the office of the Prime Minister. This slide, I think, is a repetition of what is through it. Also, we've got a number of pilot projects that are underway to test new policies that are proposed in the national development. And for example, the Malanga Land Reform Project is testing the new land reform model proposed in Chapter 6 of the National Development Plan. A partnership is underway between the Department of Education and various stakeholders, focusing on improving learning outcomes under the auspices of the National Education Collaboration Trust. the partnership for urban innovation between the presidency, our green government, developing that urban adaptation policies. The soil belt is initiated by the regional planning commission, is working on defining a different standard of living and how it will be achieved by all citizens as proposed in the national development plan. The following slides deal with the planning cycle of government, planning, budgeting and reporting cycle. The first part in the main was the introduction so that we have a background about where these plans that we expect from departments are supposed to draw their information from. This picture is a picture that tells us the whole planning cycle in government. At the top, we've got oversight by parliament, provincial legislatures, or municipal councils. We've got policy development, which identify desired impact that needs to feed into departmental strategic plans. Departmental strategic plans should lead into the development of operational plans as well as budget. This will mainly relate to your annual performance plans. From there, we start implementing and we monitor the actions to see who are achieving the desired results and take corrective actions. Then we do end of the year reporting, which is then subject to audit. And we assess, adjust, and go back to the cycle of planning. This slide merely shows the sequence of the planning system. The diagram indicates that at the top you have the National Development Plan, which fits into the MGSF over economic delivery agreements, which then drills down to departmental plans at strategic level into annual performance plan. Each of those indicating the timelines. At the bottom, you've got provincial development plans, municipal IDPs, you've got citizens, because these plans are not being developed to serve government, but rather to serve the citizens. So as part of our monitoring system, we've got citizens at the bottom, who should be active in terms of monitoring implementation. And of course, the legislature is one of the vehicles that assists citizens in monitoring the work of government. Strategic plans mainly focus on important issues, which cover a period of 5 years, and is usually aligned with broader government strategies, such as the National Development Plan, the NCSF, sector plans, and ideally it should be aligned to the electoral cycle. It should ideally also not be changed over the 5-year period unless if there are significant policy changes relating to the mandate of the service delivery environment. So once the strategic plan is developed for the 5 years, which is aligned to the electoral mandate, we don't expect much changes to happen. However, should amendments or changes happen, they can happen in 2 ways. First, is that a new strategic plan can be tabled. That is, if you've got major changes that will require the rework of the entire strategic plan of the department. The second is to include whatever changes may come about into the annual performance, every connection of the annual performance plan. So if there are slight changes in the mandate, say for instance one function was being performed elsewhere and just being shifted to another department, that department does not necessarily have to change the entire strategic plan, but they can have it as an answer to the annual performance plan and support it in Parliament. It should be recognized that strategic plans do not replace the need for long-term planning or any other specific plans, such as the MGSF. But also, the MGS that should be used in developing the five-year plan, which is the strategic plan of the department. The component of the strategic plan is mainly the class, which is part A, which deals with strategic overview, mission, values, the strategic goals over a five-year period. Part B, it deals with strategic objectives, resource implications, and risks related to the implementation of those strategic objectives. And part C usually looks at the links with other plans such as long-term infrastructure plans, conditional grants, review of public entities, and public-private partnerships. So when you do an assessment of the developmental strategic plan, these are the two sections that we need to look at. And public works in particular would have all these three parts of the strategic plan properly populated with relevant data. Unlike other departments who may not have any data to populate under action. Annual plans, the annual plan aims to link the plan's budget, the performance of an institution, also prevent program performance indicators and targets to achieve and objectives over the medium term, explains the framework. The components, it also has three parts. Part A, it requires recent developments in the operational environment and link to budget for achieving strategic goals, objectives. Part B is strategic objectives, performance indicators and targets for programs or sub-programs. Part C, budgets for infrastructure projections, changes to conditional grants, public entities, and triple P. Of course, reporting happens on a quarterly basis, and this is based on the quarterly target set in the APP. And of course, APP quarterly reports will also inform final reports, which will be the basis on which you do monitoring. This slide simply shows the requirement for alignment to create a clear line of sight between the various plans, which is the National Development Plan, the medium-term strategic framework, strategic plans, annual plans, departmental plans, and sector plans. All these plans should work or pull together towards taking us to a trajectory of achieving our vision 2030. As you have seen, the 2014-2019 MGSF has already been approved by Cabinet. After that, we will develop the 2020-2024 and so forth towards vision 2030. This slide simply shows the planning, budgeting, and reporting cycles. At the top, you'll see a electoral cycle. We started this cycle in 2009. The new cycle starts now in 2014. The next one is going to be in 2019. The key thing is that when we plan, we also plan for the outer year. For instance, the current strategic plans also cover the year 2014-15, which means what we are implementing currently is what is in the previous strategic plan and not the one that we are going to develop for 2015 to 2020. The reason for that is that we should not have a period of a lull after the election, or in the election year, we still have government programs to implement. Now, planning and budgeting, that is the second portion that deals with strategic plans and annual performance plans. Strategic plans cover a period of 5 years. Annual plans are linked to the MGF, which is 3 year period. The lower part of that slide shows in-year monitoring, which is the production of reports, monthly financial reports, quarterly performance reports, and of course we've got end of the year reporting through annual reports. And at the end of the term, we've got end of the term performance review, which means at the end of this term, the ruling party should do a reflection on what it has achieved in terms of what it promised the electorate for the end of the term. Now, the previous slide mainly look at the MGSF, just to give you more details about what the MGSF is. The MGSF is a five-year implementation plan for the NDP, and the commitments in the governing party's election manifesto are contained therein. It provides details for implementing the second phase of the democratic transition and clarifies the meaning of the concept of radical economic transformation and how it will be achieved. It incorporates targets, actions from other key government plans, such as the New Growth Path, National Infrastructure Plan, and the IPEC. It also emphasizes improving service delivery, the performance of the public service, and the efficiency and effectiveness of local governments. The MGSF will be complemented by other measures to implement the national development plan, such as mobilizing business, labor, and civil society. This is the work which is being done by the National Planning Commission. As you know, the National Planning Commission itself is still in place, and it has a responsibility in ensuring oversight for the implementation of the national development plan. Now, how does this MGSF differ from previous ones? You know that the MGSF has always been developed every 5 years by the president. But this, and that MGSF is what the department draw from when they develop their strategic plans and their annual performance plans. But how does this MGSF differ from previous ones? This is the first time that government has formulated this MGSF in the context of long-term plan, which is the NDP, which is in 2030. It also enables continuity of planning, enables long-term consideration to be taken into account, and enables building blocks to be put in place towards Vision 2030. The MGSF is based on the outcome system adopted by the 2009-2014 administration and focuses on 14 priority outcomes. You recall that in the previous administration we had 12 outcomes, now we have got additional 2 outcomes, which I'll refer to in the following slides. Provide details, measurement targets, and timelines for timeframes for implementation of key issues to enable monitoring of implementation as well as targets for key performance indicators to enable monitoring of results and impact on society. This MGSF is much more detailed than previous versions so that it can provide a link between the NDP and departmental plans. The indicators and targets in the MGSF should be reflected in departmental plans and annual performance plans. This is what we do as the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. When departments submit their strategic plans and APPs, we check to confirm whether all the targets as reflected in the MGSF are actually reflected in their departmental plans. So on your part as portfolio committees, you can request us, once we have done that assessment, to confirm that indeed the strategic plan and APP of that department is aligned with what is required in the MGSF. Documentation of MGSF. This document, the MGSF, is available in the website of the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. It has a 36-page summary. It's quite a big document, but we have summarized it in terms of 36 pages so that whoever reads it can have a quick grasp of what government is expected to deliver in the next 5 years. It has 14 appendices containing the detailed plan for each outcome, which identify the actions needed to implement the NDP over the 5 years, as well as measurable indicators of target for these actions and clearly identify responsibilities and timeframes for implementation. The MGSF is also structured around 14 priority outcomes, which are the focus areas identified in the national development plans. Those are the 14 outcomes. I'm sure you are familiar with outcome 1 up to 12, which was part of the previous administration. The only two additional outcomes are outcomes 13 and 14, which is a comprehensive and responsive and sustainable social protection system, as well as a diverse social cohesive society and mission building. I must say that this presentation is specifically geared toward addressing the question that I was requested to address. It's a presentation that we can make that details the entire MCSF with its 14 outcomes. If you require that, we can make it available. We can present it to you. Of course, the MCSF is not a whole document. It has to be funded, and therefore there has to be links between the MCSF and the budget. So the development of the MCSF was informed by the government fiscal framework and fiscal boundaries. In other words, whatever we put in the MCSF are targets that are funded, which we believe can be achieved over the 5 years. The MCSF should inform governmental budget submission to national treasury and provincial treasuries. So in other words, when you consider the budget of the department, you need to look at whether whatever is contained in their plans and the submissions to treasury are actually addressing the imperatives of the MCSF. DPME is involved in the budget structures of government, such as Mincom Plus, to ensure that there is alignment between budgets and the priorities in the MCSF. Given the continuity in the policy agenda since the last administration, most of the programs contained in the MCSF have already been financed by spending plans announced in the budget. I've given some examples of some of the issues. The budget review document links our spending programs to the critical agents identified in the NDP. And the MCSF does not cover all government work. I think this is the most important part, that you must not assume that the MCSF cover all government work, but it is aimed at ensuring that the key actions required to realize the imperatives of the NDP vision 2030 are actually implemented. So there will be other things which we may not necessarily look at the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. Our focus is more on whether that is contained in the MCSF, is actually contained in the strategic plans and APPs of the department. Now, as I've indicated, the process of checking the alignment of the strategic plan and APP for public works with the MCSF has not yet been completed, still underway. However, I've looked at some of the key imperatives that public works should comply with in terms of the MCSF. One of them relates to outcome 12, which is public service. Another outcome 4, efficient and effective management and operation system. There the idea is for them to provide reasonable functional accommodation that facilitates the attainment of department service delivery objectives. We know that they are the state property agents. The indicators there that are in the MCSF are percentage of lease accommodation provided within agreed period. There's always been a complaint that public works has a long lead time in terms of providing accommodation. So you can put the request and your request will only be exchanged after 2 years or so. The target for that is 70% by 2019. Percentage of projects, that is new rehabilitation and refurbishment, completed within a great time period. The target is for them to achieve 60% by 2019. percentage of projects completed within approved budgets. The target is for them to reach 80% by 2019. The other one relates to the economy, outcome 4, sub-outcome 9, which is public employment schemes provide relief for the unemployed and build community solidarity and agency, which is mainly driven through the EPWP phase 3. The indicator there is the number of work opportunities, which is mostly time-bound to be created. And the target there is for 6 million job opportunities over the 5 years. So these are some of the indicators and targets that have been extracted from the MTSF. There will be some, I think what you must also take into account is that public works, in terms, they are not leading the drive towards the growth of the economy, but rather they make a contribution in terms of job creation. So that's what we need to take note of. Now, monitoring the implementation of plans. There are three levels of monitoring. At the governmental level, at executive level, and also at parliamentary oversight level. And what do we monitor? We monitor the implementation of the 14 priority outcomes linked to the NDP and the MTSF. We also monitor departmental plans, which includes sector plans, strategic plans, as well as annual performance plans. Now, what follows is just a highlight of how do we go about monitoring the 14 priority outcomes. The 2014-2019 medium-term strategic framework on the 14 priority outcomes provide the framework. The performance agreements between the president and these ministers also provides the framework. The performance agreement between the president and these ministers are linked to the MTSF target. And the other vehicle that we use in terms of implementing this is the implementation forum, by which is mainly structured around existing structures such as Minimax or their equivalent for coordinating the development and implementation of delivery agreements. So for instance, in terms of public work, we're talking about EPWP, job creation. DPW will take a lead in terms of coordinating the MINEX to ensure that all departments, provincial departments, and their municipalities pull in the same direction as it is directed by the plan, both the MTSF and other plans. We also have a web-based system, which is a program of action, which reflects mainly what is contained in the MTSF. In other words, this system catches all the targets, outputs and sub-outputs as reflected in the MTSF. Departments are expected to report against those. That information is then captured into the system, and this system generates a report with a traffic light, which we submit on a quarterly basis to the relevant cabinet. Now, this is the basis on which cabinet ministers or cabinet monitors the implementation of government programs. This information can also be made available to portfolio committees for them to also exercise oversight in terms of whether the MTSF imperatives are indeed being met or not. Monitoring implementation of sector plans, strategic plans, and APP. This mainly happens through quarterly reporting. The quarterly reports are enabling mechanisms that allow accounting officers to track progress against what has been planned and what is actually achieved with regard to service delivery outputs. the federal regulation requires that, that section of the federal regulation requires that the results of this quarterly report must be tabled at the executive authority level, as well as to national treasurer, DPME, and also parliament. I'm sure you'll be aware that every quarter, the department will come and present to the portfolio committee their performance against their EPP. So you can include in that process issues that relate to the outcomes. What we are trying to do is avoid double reporting. All the targets that are contained in the MTSS should automatically be contained in their APP so that you do not have double reporting. Of course, quarterly reports are what feeds into the development of the annual reports. Executive monitoring of the implementation. The MTSF, of course, is a strategic document for cabinet to use to monitor the implementation of the NDP. And as I've indicated, it does not contain everything in departmental strategic plans and APPs. But those plans should contain the relevant MTSF commitment. We have decided that going forward, we'll produce three reports annually to cabinet, which will be presented by the outcome coordinating minister to report progress on the MTSF. Previously, we did it on a quarterly basis, and department complained that they find this too frequent. And then we decided that it would be done 3 times in a day. And also we'll certify a monitoring process for non-government parts of the National Development Plan to see if we are indeed meeting the targets by the stakeholders outside of government. Of course, I mentioned the issue of performance agreement, which the President will shortly enter with his ministers, which will be a reflection of the MTSF. Of course, Parliament monitoring and oversight has a critical role to play in monitoring the implementation. The portfolio committee should ensure that all legislation is in line with the MPP and ensure that the FSC meets the first business as well. Ensure that strategic plans and APPs contain the relevant indicators and targets from the MTSF, monitor progress by departments in implementing the actions in the MTSF sector plans, strategic plans, APPs, and hold departments accountable for implementation. The Parliamentary Portfolio Committee must use this quarterly implementation report on the APP and POA system and the result of monitoring and evaluation of progress to inform their oversight work. The Department of Plan Monitoring and Evaluation produces a range of monitoring and evaluation reports that should be used by committees to inform their monitoring. For instance, earlier on when the FSC was presenting, they indicated that there is an inability that in public works there is a problem with regard to their procurement system. We apply what we call a management assessment tool to assess departmental compliance with management practices. One of the key performance areas that we measure is financial management and supply chain. Also HR, governance, and also strategic planning in general, and produce reports. This is done on an annual basis. The cycle for this year is underway. The closing date will be next week, Monday. We'll produce this report, which these results are presented to the executive at cabinet level. But however, more often than not, portfolio committees do call us to come and present these results to enable them to assess whether the department that is under their control is indeed able to deal with effective management practices. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
questions, comments, questions?
Thank you, Chairperson. The question is, the challenge that public works currently facing with regards to this is enormous. And therefore, the target of 70% seems out of place. Is that
the context of the question? Okay, thank you. We believe that this target is reachable. That's why we are not saying 100%. So if they are below 50%, for them to move to 70% by 2019, we think it's quite a reasonable target for them to reach. Of course, currently, our department is working with them to assist them where they require assistance in terms of dealing with this. They have also provided capacity from external service providers to assist them in trying to address this. We are hoping that by 2019, probably they will be approaching the target of 90 or 100%. Of course, this target was reached after discussion with them. It's not something that the TMP simply passed by, but rather it was a discussion with the department, and the department felt that the realistic target for them would be to achieve 70% by 2019, which is a bit controversial.
Such a tool to come up. Yeah, that's it.
funded that, yes.
Okay. And the Department of Performance Monitor of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, in this produce a range of monitoring reports. As I've indicated, one of the examples of the reports we produce is the MPET report. The previous cycle report has been released on June. We don't normally go and address portfolio committees uninvited. So we await invitations where portfolio committees want us to come and brief them about a particular issue. They invite us, then we prepare and come and present them. There are a number of portfolio committees, and some of the portfolio committees, for instance, a portfolio committee on economic development, might want more information from us than the Department of Public Works, for instance. So, depending on the kind of information that we have, we are always willing to come and share that information with the portfolio committee. The municipalities are mainly under the oversight of COPCO. However, because we manage outcomes, we work very closely with the Department of Local Government to ensure that whatever plans they develop are aligned with the MCFF. That support is being taken through, for instance, we are assisting municipalities as the PME with regard to management practices, and we have developed a tool working with COPCO to ensure that municipalities, just like national and provincial departments, are also in a position to assess the strength or weaknesses of their management practices and come up with an improvement plan on an annual basis. This initiative is still very new. We are currently on pilot phase. We are hoping that in the next year or two, this will be fully rolled out and all municipalities will be required to do that on an annual basis. But as I'm saying, Rabicop is the one that have oversight responsibility over municipalities. However, I work with them very closely, including provincial offices of the team.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, let's start with Honorable Mrs. Ellis, and then end with Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. From page 6, on the establishment of the Office of the Chief Procurement Officer in the National Trade. This office was established only. Do you, as Department of Monitoring and Evaluation, do you work with the procurement officer? Because it was established to ensure value for money and to reduce corruption. Is there any relation between the two offices, and you, this office and your department?
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Just on backing on the question of piggyback on the question of in terms of the municipalities, I think we have passed last year the Public Service Single Act, Public Service Administration for Public Service Single Act. Now, I think that's the reason why our municipalities are in such a mess, because there is no correlation or synergy from government departments planning, working the Department of Monitoring and Regulation and Planning, working one side with all other government departments, whether it's national and provincial. They adhere to that. Municipalities have got a mind, they're running their own mind. So don't you think that Parliament can make that regulation, because we are in a place where no regulation is cast in stone, no law is cast in stone. We can change it, we can amend it. The only thing is by time that we have to do that. Even if we have to give Treasury more powers to go into municipalities, whether it's Treasury, whether it's the FSC, whether it is who else, even yourself, EPMP, go into the municipalities and bring everything in line so that South Africa can speak in one voice in terms of plan, monitoring, and evaluation.
Thank you. You have 30 minutes for each other, sir.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Chair. We do not work with the procurement office in Treasury. It is not procurement, it's mainly a federal function. DPMP does not play a role. However, in most of the projects we do work jointly with Treasury, but not necessarily that we determine the agenda of that office. With regard to the PEM bill, it has not yet been signed into law. But that's the intention to have alignment amongst the three spheres of government, to also allow movement of staff from one level of government to another without these complications that we have in terms of the law. In terms of working with local municipalities, as I have indicated, we are indeed working with local municipalities by ensuring that they've got their management practices in order. The COP is also working with municipalities to ensure that their plans are aligned with national plans, as well as provincial, because they are also doing that. It may take time, but it's something that we are looking towards, and we hope it will start to bear fruit in not too distant future.
Mr. Magalhaes, thank you very much for your contribution. Members, stakeholders, thank you very much. We'll continue tapping on your office for Mr. Magalhaes as we move forward with the responsibilities. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You want to say the meeting is adjourned. It's adjourned.